Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
And he was running against Barack Obama, who was the first African American running for president. And it made me sad. It made me sad. And then he wrote in his last book, The Reckless Ways, they were giving me their best.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line, and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Excuse me for myself, McCain wrote, but my gut told me to ignore it, and I wish I had. And I wish I wish Kamala had ignored it, because if you're going to lose, if you're going to run and give it your all, and you're going to lose on your own terms, well,
everything that Donald Trump has towards the Democrats is to go out there and be whatever you want. The Democrats are very cautious, and
it doesn't work. What I will say is I, too, wish that the vice president had gone with her gut, because I think Pete Buttigieg could have been a game changer.
Yep.
But I also know through my lived experience as a black woman in this country, that is what people see first when they see you. Not you, perhaps. Perhaps not you. But a lot of people see that, and they define me by that. And that is, unfortunately, a fact of life.
Yeah, but they did vote for a black guy.
Yes, they did. But not a black guy.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line, and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
He was the most qualified candidate for the presidency that we've had. I believe that was a
woman. The reason the problem is female.
But to
be honest,
black and female.
No. Look, I think actually she's extraordinarily highly now. Hillary Clinton, I never voted for her, but I think that is reductive. There were decades of awful of feelings people had about the Clintons. It was one of the reasons I was a Jeb supporter originally. I was like, you don't want a Bush running against the Clinton. America wants something different. So I think I still caution this. We are going to have a female president at some point. I think that Kamala Harris, I personally still think she should have chosen Josh Shapiro. I mean, elections come down to math. They come down to addition and getting more votes and getting a popular swing state governor in the most critical battleground state with 19 electoral votes, who's a centrist. We forget, we think that this country is far right and far left. The vast majority of it is in the center.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line, and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Seemed like a really decent guy. We interviewed him. But what they were doing is they were trying to pander to what they think white male voters wanted, and it turns out just kind of being a football coach who wears camo every now and then wasn't enough. So having a guy like Buttigieg who can debate on Fox News or Republicans, go toe-to-toe with Andrew Schultz, people see him as a lot more ivory, and he's a more better Rhodes Scholar. Like, that's
that
great.
Right?
Yeah,
because
eventually we're
going to
have all the above in the country. Like, if we stop people and keep limiting what they're capable of,
I don't see American
public gay. I don't think most people
no,
agree with that.
But what I'm saying is,
but I do agree with Sunny's point. Like, there, if you're... You can't just wipe away someone's identity, but I think both people and you keep it addressed a lot more than just
but if you
keep
that.
Saying to the American people, we can't, we won't, we never will, we never would have President Obama twice. It was because of his charisma. It was because of his charisma.
I'm talking about everything they're saying. We're in a lot of trouble in this country right now.
Yeah.
So it's a very important election that we're going to have the next time. We can't really take too many chances because
I think not.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
LGBTQ issue became such a big issue in that campaign that I wondered if having a Pete Buttigieg who could defend it and show a beautiful, loving LGBTQ family, him, his husband, his two children, wouldn't have been the counter that we needed. But I also want us to remember that when Kamala made this choice, it was a very abridged campaign. She had 107 days,
that's
the title of her book, and she had 16 days to pick a vice people get, you know, months to do this. I think it's not a good idea to put somebody on the ticket that you don't know well and have chemistry. We saw Bill Clinton, she was Al Gore. People said you shouldn't have two Southerners. People, you know, he was a Southern senator, Gore. Clinton was a Southern governor. They got along, at least for the first few years.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line, and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Debate, and I objectively think that J.D. Vance won that debate. And the problem was he could not run away from what would have come up in a basic vetting. He misled about where he was and his whole time.
By the way,
that should have come up in a longer vet. You want someone where that's not going to come up with 7 million people watching.
The hot topics continue on the weekend.
Goodbye.